Our guest this segment is sought out by clients like CME Group, Mars Wrigley, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and others. Cranes has also named him one of Chicago's most powerful political insiders. He was also selected a who's who in Chicago business. We're getting his consultation for free this morning. Let's welcome in Eric Sedler from Kivett, where he's a managing partner. Eric, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to talk to you.
A couple of things that we wanted to touch base with you about this morning, perhaps just sort of a general snapshot in your view of how things are going in Chicago from an economic and business perspective. How are we doing?
Well, from what we see, Chicago is doing very, very well. We're seeing just a ton of different kinds of positive activity among our clients. We probably represent 60 to 70 corporations, associations, and advocacy groups in the Chicago area. And as a category, we see a lot of positive momentum. We see a lot of interest in being in doing things that I would describe as voluntary in terms of being involved in the city and doing things that are all designed around growing their business. We see a lot around hiring and wanting to showcase other kinds of growth and positive activity. So from what we see, things are going very, very well here.
Any blips on the radar screen that concern you about how things are moving forward?
Well, there is obviously this dynamic, the political dynamic that plays itself out in a host of different ways. Leaving the federal piece aside, you have the fiscal issues that exist in the state. You have fiscal issues that exist in the city. So you have a sort of a political, a certain level of political issues, governmental issues that I think are always a bit of a factor. And yet, despite that, we see, again, as I said, a lot of tremendous activity. So, you know, we have elections coming up both for the governor and the mayoral race early next year. And so hopefully as we get through kind of the natural political cycle, there'll be some more stability in that regard. And we'll see at least, again, some sort of clarity for at least the next 4 years. And I think that as that happens, you know, that'll be overall, you know, a very, very positive step and hopefully continue to be supportive of, you know, economic development and growth in the city.
One of the things that we watch very closely is how the city is handling the pension crisis, $30 billion worth of pension liabilities there. This for people may think it's the only affects the people have these pensions or will have these pensions eventually, but this is a big impact on the local economy, not only for consumers, everyday residents, but for businesses too as they watch this unfold. Is that sort of the ticking time bomb that's under the current for us?
Well, I think it's a factor, but to give the mayor some credit, I think that the mayor has made a real concerted effort to address these issues through a combination of different kinds of steps. And you know, these pension obligations, I think, are always tricky because they don't affect people in a day-to-day sort of way, but they have a real cumulative effect, and they have to be addressed. But I do think that you are seeing a real concerted effort, as I said, to try to get some of these major pension obligations addressed. And, you know, again, I think that as we see positive steps that the business community, you know, will continue to get comfortable, understanding it's not something that gets solved immediately. But I think it's more about seeing evidence of concrete steps and the directional steps that have been going on for, you know, certainly at least the last 3 to 4 years.
You mentioned the political races, the race for mayor shaping up, number of candidates already on the hunt for that. It's going to be a very expensive campaign, isn't it? And talk to us a little bit about how much money is going to be pumped into the campaign for Chicago mayor.
Well, it definitely will be expensive. I think, though, it's becoming relative given what's happening in the gubernatorial race, which is just, you know, at a whole different level. But in terms of the mayor's race, you know, look, we know that that Mayor Emanuel will have more than enough money. I think the last numbers I saw, he already has something in the $7.5 million dollars cash on hand, and so, you know, he's just dwarfing all the other candidates in the race, and he still has probably plenty of fundraising in front of him. So it will be expensive. Chicago's an expensive media market, and it's an expensive city. So the mayor certainly will have resources. I think you're seeing a little bit of evidence that there may be one or two other candidates that'll be able to raise at least enough money to be competitive. But, you know, we're still eight months out or so. So, you know, there's a lot of time. There's a lot of time left.
Eric, let's talk a little bit about development, economic development as well. I think one of the highlights of what's happening in the city has to be what's going on in the West Loop and over on the West Side, near West Side, with the new McDonald's headquarters over there in Google. Talk to us a little bit about how that is going, because it seems like the sky's the limit in that area.
Well, it is a fascinating time if you look over at the West Loop, and Fulton Market is a bit of a distinct area in similar area. I think you see a couple of things happening. One, you had Google opening its office, its Midwest headquarters in Fulton Market back in December of 2015, and that was really, I think, the catalyst for showing that there could be viable office in the West in Fulton Market. And that really started a whole wave of major office development in the West Loop. So then, as you said, McDonald's opened up earlier this year. WPP, the big media marketing company, is moving its headquarters over to Fulton Market. So you are seeing some really significant office development in the West Loop. And yet it's being done in a way that I think is very distinct. You know, it's still done within the character of kind of the little bit more edgy kind of industrial look of Fulton Market and the West Loop, and I think that's appealing to a lot of workers. Plus, you have the amenities, especially of restaurants and things like that. So, you know, it's been very exciting. And then recently, we just saw the announcement of Google opening its first retail store in the United States that'll be on Randolph Street. And so, you know, that is also, I think, again, it's another indication that, you know, major companies, major brands that are sophisticated in terms of understanding, you know, where markets, you know, real estate and different locations in the city could be attractive are coming into the West Loop and into Fulton Market. And so, I expect that we're going to continue to see more office space, you know, continue to have more residential and more retail. And over time, the West Loop and Fulton Market will be seen as it really is getting now, to be a real viable alternative for major office space and, you know, another exciting, vibrant neighborhood in the city.
Yeah. And on the horizon, you know, it feels like we're going to hear an announcement from Amazon anytime soon about its second headquarters. Is Chicago still a viable candidate for that?
You know, I think it is. We are, our firm is very proud to be part of a volunteer committee trying to build public support for Amazon. You know, obviously, Amazon put together a very sophisticated and clever process in terms of trying to get, you know, multiple cities to vie for that second headquarters. I think when you look at Chicago in terms of its central location in the country, you look at our transportation system, you look at our higher education system, you look at our ability to attract you know, high quality workers. You look at our housing costs relative to cities like Seattle, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., et cetera. There's just so many attractive qualities that we have in this market that, you know, I mean, none of us know precisely what's going to happen, but I think that just based on those kind of objective criteria, you'd have to say that Chicago's a front runner.
Eric, nice chatting with you this morning. Always good information, and you make us all feel kind of optimistic about how things are going here in Chicago.
Good. Well, it was great to talk to you. I do feel good about how things are going, so thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, Eric Sedler, managing partner at Kivett in Chicago. You can find them online at kivett.com. That's K-I-V-V-I-T. You can find out more about Eric and his colleagues over at Kivett.